Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jeff Waddington. Today we're going to be speaking about B.B. Warfield's Scientifically Constructive Theological Scholarship, which is written by David P. Smith. Tell us about this book, Jeff.
Sure. David Smith is the pastor of Covenant Fellowship Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, or at least he was at the time the book was published. This is based upon his dissertation at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School out in some place called Deerfield, Illinois.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. it's part of the Evangelical Theological Society monograph series published by Pickwick, which you probably know as an imprint of Wiffenstock.
Yeah.
It has a very fairly lengthy introduction by our friend Alan Strange.
Oh, really? Excellent.
What is interesting about it is basically David Smith has written a book that I would call a companion piece to Paul Helseth's Right Reason and the Princeton Mind. In this book, it goes into more detail about the theological method of B.B. Warfield and does deal with the influences of Scottish common sense realism, or the putative influences of common sense realism on Warfield and on the broader old Princeton mindset. Sure. It's well done. Actually, give you an idea of some of the chapter headings. Alan Strange's intro is very good because, as you like us, Alan is a OPC guy and is a Vantillian. So this current revolution, if you will, in old Princeton studies will require us to do some rethinking about old Princeton, but not completely, just on the issue, I think, of what right reason was.
Yeah.
But the chapters go along like this. A historiographical review of old Princeton and Warfield. B.B. Warfield, a biographical summary, kind of like the chapter you may remember in Fred Zaspel's book. Contextual issues, biblical criticism, theology, and philosophy in the 19th century. That's a very helpful discussion of the rise of liberalism, Kantian influences, philosophical influences, and how they spilled over into theology. Kant is like he is for Van Til. Kant is for Warfield, the bad boy, which actually, you know, I felt right at home, because I think Kant's a bad boy too. then there's a chapter, theology and epistemology, science in the context of apologetics. That's probably the chapter we would have the most bones to pick, as you might expect. Systematic theology's legitimacy, that's an excellent chapter. Apologetics in principle, another chapter, and apologetics in practice. So, and of course, not everything about the Warfield's apologetic is problematic, but at the end of the day, I think Smith has proved his case that much of what is credited to the influence of Scottish common sense realism is actually a straightforward Reformed theology. Excellent book. I think he could have done more work on Van Til and Bovink and Kuyper. When they're dealt with, they come across somewhat as cardboard figures, and that sticks out because Warfield is so well-rounded in this book. In other words, you get a better sense of Warfield's overall thinking, theological method, and so forth from reading this book. And so the treatment of Bovink and Kuyper as men who, on the one hand, agreed with much of Warfield, but disagreed over the nature of apologetics and its place in the theological encyclopedia and the nature of science. Are there two sciences or one science? That kind of thing. Smith has done an excellent job. I think a Vantillian reading this book will come away with several projects, you know, that we could pursue. There's a lot of work left to be done. One of them, for instance, is okay. If right reason is regenerate reason, and I believe that case has been made, then why does Warfield follow the classical apologetic method?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because it would seem that the classical apologetic method assumes that right reason is neutral reason, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And so now we have to account for this odd thing where, you know, you argue for the existence of a God based on neutral philosophy or, you know, autonomous philosophical principles. And it just doesn't, it looks strange. So that's an area where if someone is looking to do a PhD program, there's an area of research.
Where do you think this book falls in terms of audience? Who do you think ought to purchase a copy of this book? I see it's listed here for, I'm seeing it for sale for $38.
Yeah, that's about right. It's a scholarly work. It's not a popular work.
Right.
So it you know, a minister who's interested in apologetics or who's interested in Old Princeton or Warfield in particular would benefit from it. Anybody who's interested in the interplay between philosophy and theology would be interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Those interested in apologetics, of course, would be interested. Those who want to know how to defend the legitimacy of systematic theology as a discipline would be interested in this book.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of folk, but it is not a popular book, a popularly written book. It is well written. I don't think there's any problem in terms of its clarity, but it is a deep
well, sure.
scholarly work.
It's going to presuppose
yeah.
knowledge about certain things.
Correct. Yeah.
Great. Well, the book here in front of us again, B.B. Warfield's Scientifically Constructive Theological Scholarship by David P. Smith and published by Pickwick, is available now. So thanks so much for the review, Jeff. If you'd like to find out more about Reformed Media Review, this program, visit us online at reformedforum.org. Thanks for listening.